ABC Radio Australia.
Now, Lawrence Ikinia is a student from the Indonesian region of West Papua, living and studying in Auckland, New Zealand. He's part of a program called Empowering One Talks, run by the West Papuan Students Association in Oceania. It's all about sharing culture and fostering strength in their community. And Lauren joins me on the line this morning to chat all about it. Good morning, Lawrence.
Hey, good morning, Jiren. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for being up so early to chat with us all about this program. Like I said, it's called Empowering One Talks. What exactly does this program do?
Well, first of all, I would like to thank you for the opportunity that has been given to me to talk to you and also to the wider, wider audience of ABC Australia. So basically what we have been doing is like, as you have mentioned, that it's empowering actually brothers and sisters, but we call it One Talks. It's coming from West Papua. We're proud to call it One Talk from Polynesia. What we have been doing is like, as empowering brothers and sisters, we run a couple of like programs. So one of it is inviting like, people like academic who are working in academics area, researcher and public figures, this kind of people, and we invite them to come on board and just give, presentation or the sort of things so that, from there we can learn something and we can get inspirations and we can be motivated by their presentation and this kind of things. Another part of the, part of the programs that we have been planning is like the language week programs, which is how to, motivate young Papuans to learn our indigenous language, indigenous culture.
And what inspired yourself and your fellow students to start this program?
I think one of the reasons, because we are studying overseas, and there's, I think you might, you're well aware that we are living in the situations that psychologically we are sometimes like, oppressed, and we are sometimes like, we have been facing a lot of challenging situations back home. So it's really hard for us to preserve and to maintain our culture because we have a lot of like, Indonesian migrants who are living with us. So it's really threatened our culture, to be honest. That's why we initiated this program so that we can encourage one another and maintain our culture. Yeah.
And like you said, yourself and the students that have brought this program together, you're studying overseas at the moment in New Zealand. But I understand that you grew up in the Balium Valley in the Central Highlands of West Papua. Can you tell me a little bit about your home and what it was like to grow up there?
Yeah, it's, it's really interesting when I, it's really interesting to answer these questions. And it's quite tricky as well. Because I can't really compare, the situation back home in Wamena or in the Balium Valley where I grew up and here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. It's completely different. For example, like one of the obvious examples that I now understand, I realize is when, when someone like my family or my friends, got detained, or when they were like, oppressed. I feel like that's, when I was back home, I felt like that's just normal, But when since I came here and I realized that, no, it's not normal. Actually, this is something that needs to be, I need to be fixed or something that needs to be, put in the, to the right direction instead of these kind of things that I now realize here. So this is,
Is that a sentiment that's shared between all the other students that you've encountered, the West Papuan communities that you've come across in New Zealand?
Yeah, I think this is the common sense among us, West Papuan students. Yeah, the sense that we share as This kind of feelings, this kind of reality is not only in Wamena, but also a Christmas problem on the way from Sorong to Merauke. So we feel like since we came to, you know, I heard a lot of good stories from my friends. Some want to sort of study in Australia, here in New Zealand as well, because we are living, you know, we are studying and living in a country that have a diverse community, you know, where the indigenous peoples and also like, you know, non-indigenous people living together. So that makes us, you know, feel like we are welcome in this, you know, in this part of the world.
And your program, the Empowering One Talks program, and the West Papuan Students Association of Oceania, that's been running for just a year at the moment. What have you taken away, especially from this year of bringing these programs together?
Yeah, I think it's really good. Thank you for questioning this. I think one of the things that I would like to highlight is about the awareness that we are unique, and we need to, you know, we need to learn about our indigenous language. It's really, really important. This is something that, you know, most of students, they give feedbacks to us. We feel like we are grateful of that, running these programs, even though it just, you know, it just started this year. And I hope that we, you know, we can continue this, and then we can learn more, a lot of things from each other.
And with the language classes that you're doing, do you have any phrases or words or anything that you might be able to teach me this morning?
Well, I think one of the obvious words most of West Papuans use nowadays, you know, is like wah, wah, wah. Yeah.
Yes,
it's originally comes from Wamena, from Berlin Valley, but it's widely used across West Papua.
And what does that mean? What does that translate to?
It means thank you. It means you're welcome. It means welcome. You know, it has like, I'd say, not only one particular meaning, but we can use it in any context.
So it's kind of interchangeable depending on what situation you're in.
That's right.
Oh, wonderful. Well, Lauren Zakinia, thank you so very much. Wah, wah, wah. Thank you for coming on the show and chatting with me all about the Empowering One Talks program in New Zealand. If there are West Papuan students who wanted to get involved, how would they do that?
If they want to involve it, they can go to our Facebook page, Instagram as well. So it's called Papuan Students Association Oceania. And we also have numbers of videos as part of the programs that we have been running. And then you can watch on our YouTube channel as well. So Papuan Student Oceania.
Wonderful. Okay, well, if there's West Papuan students listening out there, some great resources to get in touch with your community and foster that strength among each other. But Lauren Zakinia, thank you so much for joining me here on Pacific Beat this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
That was Lauren Zakinia. He's a student from New Zealand, Auckland, New Zealand. He originally comes from West Papua and is part of a program called Empowering One Talks.